"Come on," she said, showing the way with her black cane.
"Surely, my receptionist has made some cookies that you girls can eat in the waiting room while I make Klaus's glasses. It won't take nearly as long as it did yesterday."
"Will Klaus be hypnotized?" Violet demanded.
"Hypnotized?" Dr. Orwell repeated, smiling. "Goodness, no. Hypnosis is only in scary movies."
The children, of course, knew this was not true, but they figured if Dr. Orwell thought it was true, then she probably wasn't a hypnotist. Cautiously, they stepped inside the eye-shaped building and followed Dr. Orwell down a hallway decorated with medical certificates.
"This way to the office," she said. "Klaus tells me he's quite a reader. Do you two read as well?"
"Oh, yes," Violet said. She was beginning to relax. "We read whenever we can."
"Have you ever encountered," Dr. Orwell said, "in your reading, the expression, 'You catch more flies with honey than with vinegar'?"
"Tuzmo," Sonny replied, which meant something along the lines of, "I don't believe so." "I haven't read too many books about flies," Violet admitted.
"Well, the expression really doesn't have to do with flies," Dr. Orwell explained. "It's just a fancy way of saying that you're more likely to get what you want by acting in a sweet way, like honey, rather than in a distasteful way, like vinegar."
"That's interesting," Klaus said, wondering why Dr. Orwell was bringing it up.
"I suppose you're wondering why I'm bringing it up," Dr. Orwell said, pausing in front of a door marked waiting room. "But I think all will be clear to you in just a moment. Now, Klaus, follow me to the office, and you girls can wait in the waiting room through this door."
The children hesitated.
"It will be just a few moments," Dr. Orwell said, and patted Sonny on the head.
"Well, all right," Violet said, and gave her brother a wave as he followed the optometrist farther down the hallway. Violet and Sonny gave the door a push and went inside the waiting room, and saw in an instant that Dr. Orwell was right. All was clear to them in a moment. The waiting room was a small one, and it looked like most waiting rooms. It had a sofa and a few chairs and a small table with old magazines stacked on it, and a receptionist sitting at a desk, just like waiting rooms that you or I have been in. But when Violet and Sonny looked at the receptionist, they saw something that I hope you have never seen in a waiting room. A nameplate on the desk read, "Shirley." But this was no Shirley. Even though the receptionist was wearing a pale brown dress and sensible beige shoes. For above the pale lipstick on Shirley's face, and below the blonde wig on Shirley's head, was a pair of shiny, shiny eyes that the two children recognized at once. Dr. Orwell, in behaving politely, had been the honey instead of the vinegar. The children, unfortunately, were the flies. And Count Olaf, sitting at the receptionist's desk with an evil smile, had caught them at last.